Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Good morning across the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. I'm Todd Albaugh. It is Friday, the 3rd of February, 2023. Happy to have you on this TGIF. Thank goodness it's Friday. A cold one at that. Be aware of that if you are traveling, say, roads for the most part in Wisconsin in good winter driving condition. But it'll be chilly. Forecast for the beautiful Amory, W-L-A-K. Now the call letters in Lake Air Radio in Amory. Cold today. Going to feel like 19 below, actual temperature of 2 above. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy, an actual low of minus 1. It feels like minus 17 with the winds. And tomorrow, Saturday, partly sunny, a high temperature of 27 above, but it'll feel like 5 with the wind chill. Slightly further south, slightly in central Wisconsin, WXCO, Bull Falls Radio in Wausau. Today, it's going to be absolutely chilly, cold. Mostly sunny skies, a high of 3 above. It's going to feel like 30 below today in Wausau with the wind chill factor. Tonight, gradual clearing, a low of 0. It'll feel like 15 below. And tomorrow, gets to 25 above, but it'll feel like it's about 0. And down in the RC, WXCE news from the center. Expect mostly sunny skies today, a high of 8 above, a low of 16 below with the wind chill. And then gradual clearing tonight, an actual temperature of 4. It'll feel like 11 below with the winds. And tomorrow, Saturday, increasing clouds in the RC, a temperature of 33. Yes, it will actually get above freezing by a degree or so. It'll feel like, though, minus 5 with the winds. As always, Mr. Aaron Zommer is our producer engineer with us. April Zemer, another great guest this morning. Does a great job.
Yeah, definitely. It's always good to hear what's going on up in Amory.
Yeah, and the free chili and cider? And a candlelight walk on a trail, you dress up and be warm. That sounds fantastic.
If I didn't have to go so far, I would go.
Right? Get on that transporter. We can just beam up there. But no, we don't have that luxury yet. So, I really appreciate April. And go over to the AmoryFreePress.com. Read those editorials. I'll read our editorial and then read that series on property taxes. Some really nice reporting up in Amory. And we appreciate her taking the time to be on the show. Coming up here on this hour at 10:15... the wonderful and talented Chad Holmes, host of the Chad Holmes Show up in Wausau, WXCO, Bull Falls Radio, every afternoon between 2 and 4. He'll be joining us live, going to talk a little local politics, talk some sporting events, and whatever else is on Chad's mind. He'll update us what's happening around the Wausau area coming up here in about 15 or about 5 minutes or so at 10:15. And then later on this hour, Aaron Zommers along with Board Game of the Week. And of course, it's Mimosa Friday. What are you thankful for? Things we can have a little gratitude on this Friday, on the 3rd of February, 2023. Couple of news headlines for you. Spy balloon. U.S. officials are tracking a suspected Chinese high-altitude surveillance balloon floating above the northern U.S. It's currently traveling at an altitude well above commercial air traffic and does not present a military or physical threat to people on the ground, according to a Pentagon spokesman. Pentagon advising President Joe Biden not to shoot the balloon down, which is the size of 3 buses. They feared that the falling debris could pose a safety threat to civilians. Officials were confident the balloon belonged to the People's Republic of China, and about an hour and a half ago, it came across the wires. China now saying, yes, that is our balloon, but we're not spying, they claim. They say the balloon just was blown off course. All right. Ukraine. The U.S. is expected to announce a new Ukrainian security package worth approximately $2.2 billion that includes longer-range missiles for the first time. This type of missile included in the package will effectively double the range of Ukrainian weaponry, according to officials. They say reaching a range of approximately 90 miles. Tobacco ban. Most U.S. adults support banning sales of all tobacco products, according to a new CDC survey. Although cigarette smoking has declined in recent decades, it remains the leading cause of preventable disease, disability, and death in the U.S., where nearly 31 million adults currently smoke. The eye manufacturer that distributes eye drops under the brand Isri Care. I-Z-R-I Care. Isri or Isri Care. They've issued a recall due to possible contamination, according to the FDA. If you have any, throw them out. Again, the brand is E-Z-R-I Care. Isri or Isri Care. Don't use them. $50,000. That's how much an unopened first-generation iPhone from 2007 is expected to fetch at an auction. Originally priced at $599, another first-generation iPhone was recently auctioned in October. Got $39,000 at auction. And big news here at Civic Media. The creator of the Manitowoc Minute, Charlie Behrens, journalist, comedian, stand-up, great writer, and observer of Wisconsin life in general, bringing his Cripescast podcast. Holy cripes! is coming to you here at Civic Media. You can hear the show every Saturday and Sunday beginning this weekend, beginning tomorrow at noon. Charlie Behrens Cripescast podcast will be right here on Civic Media. If you don't want to wait that long, tune into the Devil's Advocate right here on Civic Media this afternoon at 5:30 as Trudy and Dom will be interviewing Mr. Charlie Behrens on his life in general and about the Cripescast, what we can expect. And it's coming up this afternoon on the Devil's Advocate at 5:30. Charlie Behrens, the guest of Curdy and Dom. Looking forward to that. Stay with us. Looking forward to our next guest as well, Chad Holmes of the Chad Holmes Show. Joins us live from beautiful Bull Falls Radio in Wausau, Wisconsin. He's next. You're on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. To the Todd Allball Show. It is now at 10:15 here on a Friday, the 3rd of February, 2023. Glad to have you along on the Civic Media Radio Network. One of the great things about this network is we cover the state of Wisconsin as we continue to add more stations. We're going to continue it, cover it even further as well. I say this, I know Pat Kreitlow over in Up North News Radio in beautiful Lake Wissota says this as well. Chad Holmes, one of the top working guys, one of the top working people in civic media. He's everywhere all the time. I'm not sure when he sleeps. He joins us now live from beautiful Bull Falls Radio in beautiful Wausau. Chad Holmes of the Chad Holmes Show. How the heck are you?
I am doing good. I'm glad it's Friday.
But see, I think of Friday back when I was in school, you know, it was kind of like, well, that's the big sports night for high school sports. But you were covering sports nearly 7 days a week. I mean, well, I believe you had a hockey game last night, correct?
I had a basketball game. Last night.
See, I can't keep track. It's hockey.
It all runs together. It does. It does. I had to think about it myself when you said it.
it's great to have you on. And I one of the cool things, I mean, you were already doing this before Civic Media came along, but I'm so glad that Civic Media continues this, is this focus on high school sports. Because for a lot of communities, this is what they live for, right? Their kids are in it, their grandkids, they know a neighbor kid. And you do such a fine job of bringing all these high school sports to the community there in Wausau.
And I do think it's important. I think that we've actually lost a little bit because I think, with the print media cutting back so much, it used to be a case where I think that a lot of these stories were told on a daily basis in the print media, and we don't have that anymore. So the fact that right now we are the only radio station that still covers high school sports live, I think is vitally important. I think that's part of the mission of a radio station, along with the covering of news and political issues like we do as well, obviously throughout the course of the day and during the my afternoon show as well. But I do think there's a huge, huge responsibility to bring the stories of the young people and the show, the community, those stories as well.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more. Speaking of your show, and again, if people want to tune into that, that is 2 until 4 every afternoon on WXCO Radio, Bull Falls Radio. If you're not in the general listening area in beautiful central Wisconsin, you can still listen to the Chad Holmes Show. Just download the Civic Media app. It's free. Takes about a minute. You download that puppy. You go to other stations and go to WXCO Bull Falls Radio. Pop that on at 2 o'clock. Bada bing, bada boom. You got Chad Holmes live right there. Easy, right?
It is as simple as that. I tell you, you made it. I should record that and play it myself because you did it so well.
I try it once in a while. You do a fine job. I really appreciate it. I listen when I can. I go back and forth between other programs. I try to tune in when I can because I always learn something.
Yeah, that Luke and Brian keeps taking away my audience. I tell you, it's exceptionally frustrating.
But you know, I lost a bet to Luke and Brian because I bet them on this $1 million giveaway thing that we could get more people saying our show than theirs. And of course I lost. And so I owe him a 6-pack of beer. So that, your show didn't cost me any beer.
Well, I was making any bets because you guys got a full state network. I am focused right here.
I only have three stations right now.
That's two more than I got.
Luke and Brian have the entire state.
I know. So you were, I think, a little over-ambitious, to say the least.
I know. Maybe I just wanted to have some fun.
But I like the self-confidence, at least.
Well, yeah, I try. But you have a great program on every afternoon, 2 to 4, on Bull Falls Radio or on the app as well. I know your guest yesterday was Representative Katrina Shankland, Democrat of Stevens Point in the 71st District. What did you learn? What can you tell people for those listening from Amory or from Richland Center? Because today was a cool day. We had Brady Ewing on from Richland Center. We had April Zemer on from Amory. We have you on from Wausau. So we're kind of touching all those different parts of the state. So what is Representative Shankland from Stevens Point? What were her thoughts on kind of this budget surplus? $7 billion now in state surplus money. We heard from April this morning from the Amory Free Press that property taxes are going up there, but there's not a lot of talk of using that money for more shared revenue. What did Representative Shankland say on your show yesterday?
I actually found that very interesting when you were talking to April earlier, because when we brought up, we talked about tax policy, because I shouldn't say all we hear about, but I think a major part of the tax debate right now was, of course, the 3.25% flat tax that's being pushed forward by the Republicans. And we were talking about tax policy, and what Representative Shankland talked about was that exact topic. There are different ways to go about looking at tax reform. And a straight flat tax, of course, would give an incredibly high percentage of the savings to the upper income folks and take a huge percentage of that budget surplus. So I found that to be very interesting, that there may be more thought about going outside the box instead of strictly thinking about income tax reform, but more reform outside of the income tax area. And of course, though, when you have a third of the votes in both the Assembly and the Senate, that makes for a more difficult process for the Democrats who are trying to push these ideas.
You're very in touch with local elected officials there in the central part of the state, Chad. You have a lot of people from mayors to state representatives and others on your show. Have you heard this this continued, I don't want to call it an argument, but this issue of local municipalities seeing less in shared revenue, which means that local municipalities and school boards then have to go to a referendum to ask their locals to pay more anyway?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when I get Mayor Rosenberg on monthly, and we've talked about that a number of times, and it's almost like a cross fingers right now that ultimately we'll get some significant change. And that's the thing about it as well. I hope there is more than just a nod to it when all is said and done, because I think something's going to get done. But the next question is, how much will get done? Will there be enough to make a difference for these municipalities, whether it is the cities? I've talked to people from the county board as well. I mean, you look across the board, and it's amazing the number of elections. I mean, what does that tell you? What does that tell you, that number one, there are so many of these elections asking the voters to raise taxes on themselves, and the number of times that they're saying yes? Obviously, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to put two and two together. And I think that more than a little implemental tweak to it, there needs to be a significant change. And again, I hear the rumbles from Representative Voss and others on the Republican side, but when the rubber hits the road, what's going to happen?
Well, I mean, and April, in her story in the Amory Free Press, was pointing out in her series on property taxes in Amory, Wisconsin, that there are people that are looking that, can I even afford to stay in my home when taxes have gone up so far? And housing, is that an issue? We see it in Amory. We see it in Richland Center. Is that an issue, Chad, that you see in Wausau, that housing is becoming a real issue?
housing is an issue on a number of different levels here. Not only on the basic have a roof over your head question as well, it is also causing economic issues, because if you don't have housing, people who have an opportunity to move here for a job or for whatever reason, they're not going to move here. Right. That's one of the issues in terms of the job issues that we have here in central Wisconsin as well. Mm-hmm. So yes, that is a major issue, and it's something that is being worked on. But and there's also a little pull, give and take on making sure that the housing for the lower income people is represented at the same time as there's some of this condominium type buildings that are being talked about that seem to get plenty of support every time there's a meeting. And it's a little bit more difficult to get the folks to make sure that low and middle income housing is also made available, because that's also a major issue. But there are so many levels that the local governments have to work through, not just on the housing, but how does it affect jobs? How does it affect the tax base? I mean, so many levels.
And you bring up a great chicken or the egg issue. We have this in Richland Center as well, where you have businesses or companies that are looking maybe at that part of the state, because it's a beautiful part of the state, just like Wausau is. And there's a lot of quality of life issues there that you think, oh, this would be a great place for our employees, but there's no housing. So the companies don't want to move there until there's housing, but nobody wants to buy or build housing until there's jobs. So do you find the same thing in Wausau?
Yeah, there's a major issue with that. And in fact, there seems to be, I think, more jobs than housing. I mean, that's a, that causes an issue where you can't get the people to come and take the jobs because you don't have the proper housing. So it could be the egg and the chicken instead of the chicken and the egg.
Well said. And I don't mean to make light of this too much, but I saw we did a story a couple of days ago on Bed Bath & Beyond they're going bankrupt, and you're losing your Bed Bath & Beyond in Wausau. I mean, good gosh.
It reminded me that I need some new bedding. That's what I thought right away. And my first thought is I better get over there and get some, because it's been too long. But
you might get a good sale.
You look at the big picture again economically, and you see something like that happen. I mean, you don't want to get too far ahead here, but you got to watch these things. You have to keep an eye on it, because one of the issues for any, I think, municipality the size of Wausau or any others is, boy, if you go on the wrong track, I've seen it in Wisconsin Rapids here in this area where they had some issues with, I think, a lot of downtown business being shut down in recent decade or so. It's hard when you get on that downward slope where businesses start to go away. And I think we've seen a little bit of Stevens Point over the years as well. So again, I think we're pretty healthy here, but you don't like to see that. And especially that Bed Bath & Beyond's in Rim Mountain, which is not even Wausau proper. Yeah. Rim Mountain's been a big growing area. So again, it's interesting.
It seems like that the Bed Bath & Beyond thing, more of a national, they've just kind of maybe mismanaged their company. I think.
Exactly.
I don't want to infer that it reflects on the local economy of Wausau. And all. I think it's more of a national thing.
Quick thing before we leave.
Yeah.
I want to kind of go back to Representative Shanklin, because I know that in Richland Center that maybe you folks don't really know her, but you're going to know her, because she hasn't told me. I asked her after the election. She could very well be the next Democratic nominee for the 3rd Congressional District. So keep an eye on that.
Really?
I asked her about it specifically, and she said others have asked her. She has no plans at this point, but I know that Richland is in the 3rd CD. Yeah. And I think she'd be a fantastic candidate against the insurrectionist Derek Van Orden.
anybody, right? Well, as former state Senator Tim Cullen once told me, when you talk to a politician, anything but yes is a no, and anything but no is a yes. So
I was hoping to ask her again yesterday, but unfortunately, before we went on to, we only have one time for one segment. So I had the other issues. I thought I can wait for that. And I thought she might want to answer that question again right away anyways.
Well, Katrina Shanklin, we'll have to keep her name in the front of the forefront here, and maybe get her on our show as well and interview her.
She was one of the top performers for the Democrats in the last election in this area. She really, she was targeted, and she won by a bigger margin than she did last time around. So again, I think, and she's very young. She's able to talk to folks, and young but experienced. I mean, it's really, I think, a good combination.
fantastic combination. Yeah, we haven't really talked a lot about Representative Derek Van Orten that much yet. We'll get into that.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, I know. Yes, good for us, but also I think
I haven't heard anything from him either. So well,
he literally was an insurrectionist. He was at the January 6th insurrection. He posted it on his Facebook. He basically brags about it. But now that he got to Washington, all of a sudden he's cleaned himself up, but he's just kind of been a good boy and just not wanted to talk a lot about that.
He's just a very reliable vote for Kevin McCarthy right now.
Exactly. And we got a couple of years to talk about Representative Van Orten, and we'll kind of
keep him away from libraries.
I'm not sure what that means, but okay.
He had a little issue where he's screaming at people in a library because of some of the books that were being presented.
Oh, good gosh. Chad Holmes, this afternoon, 2 to 4 at Bull Falls Radio on the Civic Media app. Thank you very much. We appreciate you, my friend. Have a great day.
Absolutely.
We'll be back with a minute after this on the Todd Allball Show. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. Time is now 10:33 on a Friday morning. It is the 3rd of February, 2023. Glad to have you along. Mr. Aaron Zommer is our producer engineer. Always a treat, always a pleasure. Chad Holmes getting it done. When does that guy sleep? He's like Phil Nee. They're always doing something. But great job. Really appreciate him being on with us this morning. We have touched every corner of the state. Well, maybe not the state. We've touched all three of our major communities today, Aaron. That was fun.
Absolutely.
It was a blast, and still more to come, as Johnny Carson once said. Half hour left here. We have Aaron's Board Game of the Week segment, and of course, Mimosa Friday as well, what you're thankful for. And you can always give us a call. If you want to be part of the show, start now. Tell us what you're thankful for. Talk a little bit about shared revenue, if you want to, a little bit as well. Give us a call, 715-388-7155. Again, area code 715-388-7155. 7155, your winning lotto number. To give us a call, Mr. Zommers will take your call off the air and get you over to me just as soon as possible. If you're going to go about your day today, perhaps you won't be near with the actual terrestrial radio signal or the signal over the air, as it were. You can still listen to us each and every day. Listen to the other fine programs on the Civic Media Radio Network as well. Go to your smartphone and download the free Civic Media app. Just go to the phone, search Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. It's free. Takes a minute or less to download. Then you open it up. Go over where it says Other Stations. Scroll down to WRCE, News from the Center, and click on that. And you can stream us anywhere that you have cell phone signal or a Wi-Fi signal for free each and every day, 8 until 11, Monday through Friday, right here with you on the Allball Show. And you can listen to our fine friend, Kristen Bry, as well at the top of the hour, and As Goes Wisconsin. So stick around for that coming up at 11 o'clock. Want to move to a story here a little bit before we get into to end the show on a lighter note. I've heard this on other programs as well, and we're seeing now former President Donald Trump, and by evidence presented to the January 6th committee, proof now that he helped to lead and instigate an insurrection against the United States. He is the leading candidate, as we stand here today, to be the Republican nominee for President of the United States in 2024. News yesterday from Romney McDaniel. She's trying to drop the Romney thing because she doesn't like her cousin or uncle, whatever Mitt Romney is. Rona McDaniel was reelected as the chairperson for the Republican National Committee. Announced yesterday that Republicans have chosen Milwaukee not just for their national convention in 2024, but also Republicans are going to hold a presidential primary debate in Milwaukee as well. Donald Trump will no doubt be on that stage. We'll see who else. Nikki Haley, former governor Nikki Haley, apparently announcing her bid for the presidency, I believe on Monday as well.
I hope Donald Trump's not on that stage. I hope that the DOJ hurries up and just cans him already and put him in prison or whatever.
Well, we talked about this with Trygve Olson from the Lincoln Project on Wednesday, and he said this, and I agree. If Trump is indicted and or arrested, it will only make him a bigger martyr. That's going to inspire his base even more. And to those who say, well, he's diminished, perhaps, but he still has a 30 to 40% solid base in the Republican Party. In a crowded field, it is not difficult to see or imagine how Donald Trump gets through again and is the nominee for the Republicans in 2024.
That sorry excuse for a human being makes my blood boil every time I think about him.
Well, for a lot of people, it does. For a lot of people, they still believe in him. However, Wisconsinite, former Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, saying in an article this morning in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, he will not back Trump if Trump is the GOP 2024 nominee. Dateline Washington, former U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan is doubling down on his belief that former President Donald Trump is the wrong choice for Republicans in 2024, saying he would not support Trump if he becomes Republican nominee for president. Quote, there are too many people like me in the Republican Party who would not support him if he were the nominee. And that is why I don't think he'll be the nominee, Ryan told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel in an interview. Quote, because everyone knows he'll lose the election if we nominate this guy again. The Janesville Republican has been increasingly outspoken in his opposition to Trump in recent months, and his comments yesterday came as a number of prominent Republicans considered 2024 challenges to the former president, who remains the sole Republican to declare his candidacy for the president. But Ryan's comments also landed at a time when the former speaker has emerged from several years away from government. He retired from Congress in 2018 to present a fresh vision for Republicans that focuses on fiscal reform. In the interview, he weighed in on the race for president in 2024, the current debate over the debt ceiling, and the future of the Republican Party. Quote, our politics have been so unserious lately that I believe we need to go back to debating issues, ideas, and policies that rise to the moment, said Ryan, who was first elected to serve Wisconsin's first congressional district in 1998. Quote, the Republican Party is going through a moment where it has to redefine itself, he added. And the question is whether it's going to redefine itself around a personality or around a set of principles and ideas. He's not wrong.
I'm not too optimistic. I can't lie.
He's not. This is a crossroads once again for the Republican Party. What I find interesting is Paul Ryan, a guy that I know, knew better back when I was in politics, have talked to him at Republican conventions and before he became Speaker, of course, when he was a congressman. Bought me a drink a couple of times. Nice guy. Very nice guy, personally. I did not vote for him for vice president in 2008. That was my first time I voted for a Democrat for president. Voted for Barack Obama in his second reelection. But Paul Ryan is a guy who I think has a lot of good intentions and is a good person. But what I find interesting is when he was Speaker of the House and in a position of power, he placated Trump a lot when he was president. He may have been able to stop some things we don't know about, but now Paul Ryan, to his credit, is stepping up, saying, firmly in the Republican Party is Paul Ryan, saying that he will not support Trump if he is the nominee in 2024, sticking to that, and I applaud him. The problem is he's no longer an elected official. And what we have are very few current elected Republicans who are willing to say what Paul Ryan is saying. Witness case in point, Chris Sununu, governor of New Hampshire, sitting governor. He was on one of the talk shows, I believe on CNN this weekend. And here's what he had to say when asked about Donald Trump.
Do you commit to supporting the GOP nominee, whoever it is?
Yes, absolutely. I'm a Republican. I'm going to support the Republican nominee because I can guarantee you they're better than any of the Democrats that would likely sit in that presidential seat.
Even if it's Donald Trump?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be Donald Trump, but yeah, I'm going to support the Republican nominee, to be sure.
Because, I mean, I think that you did, at a dinner, call Donald Trump effing crazy.
Yeah, that was funny. It was a roast. It was a funny joke.
The governor thinks that was funny. So this is... Yeah, that's what the governor thinks. But this is a continual trend, you understand, where sitting Republicans will call Donald Trump all kinds of names, but then on the record in public, they say, well, I was just joking. Of course I'll support him if he's the nominee. But I think Chris Sununu, governor of New Hampshire, is a fairly respected guy in the Republican Party. But he's saying he'll support Trump in 2024. Sitting U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham has already come out and said he's for Trump in 2024. We're not seeing a lot of sitting Republicans, either in the state legislature or the national level, willing to confront this guy. We go to the phones. Appreciate Tom Crofton calling in from Richland Center, Richland County, I should say, today. Tom, how are you?
Tom, how are you? How are you doing? You must have a caller ID.
Well, Aaron puts it up
yes,
on my screen.
That's correct. Yeah, we do have caller ID on there, and there's a few callers who I'm like, okay, yeah, I know who that is. Okay, I can just put them on.
Okay, I know that guy. I want to mention a couple of things, including the fact that we made maple syrup a week ago, so when it was warm, and it'll be warm next week, we'll be making more.
Did you sell it?
We don't really sell it. We give it away and eat and share a lot. I put it on everything, cereal. And
I know, it's great, isn't it?
It's the only sugar I ever used. I make lemonade with it. It's awesome.
Really? Maple syrup lemonade? I'll have to try that.
Yeah, you just buy real lemon, or you know, they got it in gigantic quantities at places like Costco, and put a little maple syrup and some lemon in the water. Oh, baby, in the summer.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
I want to mention two things. But first of all, you got the revenue sharing. Let's remember the reason we have a surplus is because they wouldn't support local government the way they always had. Now, if they'd created another mechanism to do it, but they also said you couldn't raise taxes locally, so they tied everyone's hand behind their back and they made us poor for infrastructure and stuff. So that's why we have a surplus. So it's not like their money to all of a sudden dole out. It's our money they've been hanging on to. Then with Ryan, he actually is totally in line with all that because he's an Ayn Rand kind of guy that believes the Ubermensch are big and everybody else is a bunch of scum. They're just working guys, and we don't count. So he's scary from that point of view because he comes off being mature, but his policies are extremely much like the same stuff that got us in the revenue sharing problem. So he's kind of a national version of what we got in Wisconsin.
Well, I think you make a couple of excellent points. And first of all, the shared revenue. I mean, you've spent a lot of time in local government, Tom. You know this better than anybody else. The impacts. We talked about this with April from the Amory Free Press up in Amory. And what I find interesting, we've been to Amory, Wausau, and Richland County now today. And I hear the same story, the same narrative across the state where the lack of shared revenue, not just the lack, but the cuts, right, by the Republican legislature in shared revenue have resulted in deficiencies in local municipalities for things like roads and sheriff services and our schools as well. And who's making that up? The local taxpayers.
Right. So the idea of local control, which is a conservative concept, is a joke when the people at the mid-level, the state level, prevent the local people from doing what they have to do. And the traditional method of funding education, like two-thirds used to be state funding, and I don't even know the number now, but it's probably 40% or something. But then the inability to raise money, raise taxes, was put right into that Act 10 stuff. And it's been a while, so I don't remember the exact details, but you could raise money to build a building, but you couldn't do it to operate it and stuff like that.
Right.
So now some of that might have changed a little bit, but it's really hamstrung all these areas. And an area like Richland County hasn't grown in population, but we also have mandates to do things. They're not funded. So the state says you got to have sewer permits or septic permits. We got to have someone monitor that. That costs money. You know, you're not getting the money in the fees to cover it. So there's just a thousand things like that where it's all lined up where every committee on the county has an employee or more, and they all need more employees to do the work we're asking them to do. We're not giving them any money.
And what I find interesting, what I find interesting, Tom, is when we hear folks like State Senator Howard Markline or State Representative Tony Kurtz say things like, "Well, part of the problem with the campus or these other things is, you know, the shared revenue that needs to be fixed. That needs to be fixed." Well, my goodness gracious, how long have they been in control of the state legislature? Why didn't they fix it when they had total control with Scott Walker? They had the opportunity, and they didn't do it.
And Tony, for all his pluses and minuses, has been all about trying to fix some of those things, and they've said no every time. Well, they don't even go to work. You know, they gavel in and gavel out. So it's all quite a joke, and I wish just the regular working people would realize that as screwy as the Democrats are, I could go into great detail how disappointed I am about the state party and all that. The Republicans are intentionally wrecking government to prove it doesn't work so they can privatize it. I got nothing else to say about it. That's it. They're intentionally making it not work.
I agree with you, Tom. Appreciate your call as always. Have a great day and a great weekend up there in Richland County.
Be making syrup next week.
Enjoy. Oh, homemade maple syrup from Richland County. You can't beat it. We'll be back after this. We're taking a little bit of a break here. Come back with our final segment. It is Mimosa Friday and Board Game of the Week after this on the Todd Allball Show. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. It is now 10:50, 10 minutes away from the top of the hour when Kristen Bry and Jane Menninger take over as they will bring you As Goes Wisconsin right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And then coming up at 2 o'clock, if you listen to us on Bull Falls Radio, WXCO in Wausau, it is the Chad Holmes Show with the ever-popular Chad Holmes. For the rest of you across the Civic Media Network, it is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. They'll come on and tell you all that's on their mind, all that's going on. Always an interesting show as well on Dueling Tangents at 2. And then at 3 o'clock, Matt Flynn direct. He gets right into it. No goofing around. Only got an hour. Phone lines are open from day one. Bada bing, bada boom. Matt Flynn's going to give it to you absolutely direct, tell you what's going on, and takes all callers. A great program every weekday afternoon at 3 o'clock. At 4, our flagship show, The Devil's Advocate with Crudy and Dom, at 5:30 today. They'll talk to Charlie Behrens, who will debut his Cripes Cast podcast tomorrow at noon on the Civic Media Radio Network. And then at 6 o'clock, it is the Roots program. And then after that, it is Rick Smith across our Civic Media channels. So a big day lined up. Enjoy each and every show. Right now, though, our weekly edition of Board Game of the Week.
This week on Board Game of the Week, get ready to conquer your enemies and take over the nation.
That sounds pretty hardcore.
Yes. Ruling nation. Enlighten us, Mr. Zombers.
The game this week is Small World. It is a 2-5 player game. Takes about 40 to 80 minutes. And Todd, have you ever played the video game Civilization?
I have not.
Sid Meier's Civilization. No. So basically, it's very similar to that. So if any listeners have played it, that's a game where you have a civilization, believe it or not. You start at the beginning of it and you research different technologies. You build up an army if that's what you're going for. Expand your world and just try and, you know, make a successful country. Mm-hmm. Small World is like if you took that, but instead of trying to make the best country you can, you burn the candle at both ends and just use up your nation for all its resources.
Sounds a lot like the Trump administration.
It really does. It really does. But yeah, you have different fantasy races or civilizations or whatever. Like one person might have the dwarves and they have a certain power. One person might have skeletons and they have a certain power. And you try and take over all the different regions on the board, but it's called Small World. The board's pretty small, and you're going to run into each other.
Okay.
So you try to just dominate the board, and once you start running out of resources, just basically throw that one away and grab a new one. So it's a very weird take on that kind of game, which makes it very interesting and novel. It's about $40, sometimes $50, depends. And yeah, I like it. I think it's pretty fun.
Sounds great. And is it an actual board game or a card game?
It is a board game.
All right.
Yeah, you have your board that's the world, and there's two different sides to it depending on how many players you have. You've got little tokens for your people, like you got little skeleton tokens that you put on a tile on a different like region of the board to take over it and things like that.
Very good. So small world.
Small world. Yeah. Might want to check that one out.
Your board game of the week with Mr. Aaron Zombers. It's been a good week. I want to thank our guest today as well. But we've touched every region of our listenership today, Aaron. In Richland Center from Amory to Wausau. It's been fantastic. We reached that part of the show again, Mimosa Friday, thinking about things that we're thankful for, that we're grateful for. Always good as Kira Sabin, our life coach, reminds us each and every other week. Always good to have some gratitude in life. Anything particular on your mind this morning, this week, Aaron, that you're particularly gratified for?
Yeah, I'm grateful to have some of my old friends from Manitowoc moving or have already moved to this area and that we can play music together. And that's been a lot of fun so far. So this week I met up a couple times with one of my friends. He's playing some guitar and singing some songs that he wrote, and I'm playing some synthesizer just to try and do something a little unique. And it's been a lot of fun.
That's fantastic.
What
Absolutely.
About you?
Grateful for a lot of things, right? Grateful that my youngest godson, Jason, got a little bit of a fender bender. Didn't want to talk about it too much on the show, but thankfully he was physically okay. So very grateful for that. Grateful that what goofy drivers decide to do goofy things that we have no control over, that everything came out okay. So grateful for his health and grateful that was not worse than it was. Grateful for friends and opportunities and grateful for great colleagues. You're grateful to be in this organization of Civic Media. All kinds of cool and fun and exciting things happening. So
absolutely.
Certainly grateful for that opportunity. Grateful for especially this time when things are so cold. You know, I think it's the little things, right? Sometimes we take for granted. And you know that there are people out there who don't have a home and don't have the opportunity to have three meals a day. And just to be in a situation where you can turn on the heat and have a warm blanket and not be hungry, it may sound like a very small thing, but if you think about it, that's really huge because there are lots of people that would absolutely love to have those basic necessities. So I'm just grateful for the basic necessities and to be warm and in a good place in this time of year. So
it's a good thing to not take for granted.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. So every week here we go. Mimosa Friday in the tradition of Kenny Chesney. This is where we got this idea on his tour every year on Sundays. They have Mimosa Sundays. So we're having Mimosa Fridays on our show. So Aaron, who lives like we do?
We do.
We do. Absolutely. Here's to you and each and every one of you. Happy Mimosa Friday on the 3rd of February, 2023, a Friday. Any big plans this weekend?
Well, I will be doing more music with the aforementioned friend.
Yeah.
We're preparing and hopefully doing an open mic night sometime next week.
Ooh, open mic night. Maybe we should do that on the show sometime. Have open mic day.
Suppose we could.
But see, it's hard to get live music because musicians, I mean, your voice isn't set to go, and it's hard to do that. So, but maybe someday.
It could probably work.
Yeah, probably could. Absolutely, probably could.
You have anything going on?
No huge plans. Maybe a little bit of Salvadoran food with my friends, if I'm really lucky, with my compadres. So we shall see. Pastelis. Ugh. I love them. I absolutely love them. Glad you've all been with us. We want to thank our guests today, Brady Ewing from Richland Center, April Zimmer from Amory, and also Chad Holmes from Wausau, the Chad Holmes Show. A great show. Great guests. And of course, as we say each and every week, thank you, the listening audience, for making us a part of your morning each and every day. Love you all, everybody. Thanks for being with us. Make it a great weekend wherever you are in Wisconsin. Stay warm. Stay safe on the road. Don't forget Charlie Behrens this afternoon on Devil's Advocate at 5:30 right here on Civic Media. And then the Charlie Behrens Cripescast podcast, Holy Cripes, is going to be at noon on Saturday and Sunday. Been a great week, everybody. Make it a great one. And don't forget, wherever you are, keep banging your drum. Keep believing in what you believe and keep fighting for it. Because your day will come. Our day will come. See you next week, everybody. Until then, this is the Todd Allball Show. You're listening to us on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep banging on, and your day will come.